And now, it's time for the Talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Hello and a very good morning to you. You're very welcome along to 2025 here in the 9 to noon show. A very happy new year to all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I would say many of you perhaps aren't tuned in. We'll have to wait for you till Monday, because I think for a lot of people, Monday's the start of the new year. But we're here from this Thursday, the 2nd of January. And as I say, it's just approaching 5 minutes past nine. I hope you had a good Christmas and a happy new year, celebrating the new year. I think for lots of people, it's the same in our house. There's a terrible dose going around and it just doesn't go away. You think you're over it and then it comes back, and you think you're over it and then it comes back, and it comes in waves and dry coughs and wet coughs and no coughs. And that's obviously placed pressure on the health system, as you can imagine. The likes of GPs, out of our services, and the hospital itself. We'll talk about that a little later on in the programme. But anyway, I hope you're okay and I hope you had a good time. We want you involved in the conversation, as always, triggering that conversation as well. Maybe there's something that crossed your path over the Christmas and into the new year that you want to talk about, or you want to pass on anything to us at all. The lines are open for you right now. You can WhatsApp and text us on 086 60 25000. And your New Year's resolution, if you don't text in radio shows, is to do so. Most people don't. Well, we'd love if you all did. We're very busy, don't get me wrong, but your views are very important to us, and all your views are equally important. You can also give us a call in 07491 25000. Caroline and Shannon are on the phones. And if you want to email, it's comments@highlandradio.com, which means if you're listening to the podcast or the overnight replay, you can also email, and we'll carry your comments into the next live show. And just an early reminder for you that you can watch this show every single day across our social media. If you're at home, you can watch on your smart TV or your Fire Stick via the YouTube app, Highland Radio Ireland. And we're also on Facebook, Highland Radio News, Sport and Obituaries, and Highland Hub, and on the X platform. Let's go to the papers this morning. We'll start with the Tyrconnell Tribune. Joe Sweeney, the chair of the IFA in Donegal, has said the claim that there will be a shortage of 60,000 factory-fit cattle in 25 is alarming but not at all surprising. The situation is due to the decline in the suckler sector in recent years. He points to the problem here in Donegal alone, where suckler cow numbers are down from 45,000 to a new low of just 29,000 in recent years. He said people should not be fooled reading about the high level of grants coming in from the various EU schemes, but farm gate prices have barely moved forward in these past 18 years. At the same time, input costs are up 300%. The Finn Valley Voice this morning, their headline calls for affordable housing scheme to be set up in the Twin Towns. Affordable housing is on its way to Donegal, but under its present terms of business, it will not be available in the Twin Towns, and that must change, says Donegal County Council Cahir Loch Niamh Kennedy. Under the affordable housing scheme, local authorities make newly built homes available at a reduced price for buyers who cannot afford to purchase a home at its open market value. They're offered a maximum mortgage of and a 10% deposit. In return, the local authority take a percentage equity share in the home equal to the difference between the open market value of the home and the reduced price paid. If the first-time buyer secures a home at a 20% reduction on the open market value, the local authority will have a 20% equity share. But the article, the main thrust of it is, and that's useful information, of course, that no such houses will be available in the Twin Towns. On to the Donegal, the Derry People Donegal News this morning. Comments made by a Letterkenny priest about traditional family units and gender equality earlier this week prompted a local organisation to brand them as divisive and bizarre. Father Damien Nijad told parishioners of St Eunan's Cathedral that the family unit is being threatened by society in many ways. He also referenced the Enoch Burke contempt of court case as an example of people being punished for taking a stance and not correcting the article as such. I don't think that the priest, because I heard his comments, they were broadcast here on Highland Radio, I don't think he really was referencing the contempt of court as causes to the reason why Enoch Burke actually ended up in prison. Father Nijad further told the congregation that woke culture is being imposed on society and that family are being harmed by a mixture of ideas from capitalism and communism. Responding to Father Nijad's comments, Letterkenny Pride published a statement on their social media platform, stating that the organisation disagreed with Father Nijat in the strongest possible terms. The statement reads, Father Damien spoke to the congregation in St. Eunan's Cathedral about his concerns about marriage, equality and gender recognition. He also spoke about a bizarre hybrid communist-capitalist endeavour to undermine traditional courses of living one's life. If he had been speaking about Christian values of compassion, understanding, love and respect for the individual, we would be aligned. Unfortunately, he was not, and we must disagree with him in the strongest possible terms. But he's got his platform and he expressed his views and many people would agree with them. And of course, Letterkenny Pride have their own platform too. So two different opinions can coexist. An awful lot happening in the United States at the moment, and chickens are coming home to roost. That sounds incredibly insensitive, but I don't mean that. But these types of activities have been long predicted, obviously, given the United States' position on world affairs and actions they've taken. There was a strong warning that ISIS and its ideology would begin to reap havoc on the United States. I'm not saying that's happening quite yet, but certainly there are an increase in attacks which seem to be encouraged by ISIS. The FBI is investigating an act of terrorism in which 10 people were killed. Well, it's actually 15 since they went to press, in which 15 people were killed and 35 injured early yesterday after a man drove a pickup truck into a large crowd in the heart of New Orleans. The FBI identified the suspect in the attack as Shamsuddin Jabbour, a 42-year-old U.S. citizen from Texas who died in a shootout with police. The agency said an Islamic State flag was located in the vehicle and they did not believe the suspect was solely responsible for the attack. It said it was looking for possible connections to terrorist organizations. And of course, then very shortly thereafter, a cyber truck which was rented was packed with flammable liquid and fireworks, and it was detonated outside a Trump hotel. Well, the attack in Louisiana's largest city occurred early on New Year's Day along Bourbon Street, one of the main thoroughfares in the historic French Quarter, which is filled with bars, restaurants, musical venues, and attracts domestic and international visitors. And I'm sure there are some people listening who've visited that area or indeed had family in that area at the time of that. And I'm sure it was very concerning or worrying. If you want to share any views in relation to that, please let us know. 086 60 25,000. You heard it referenced in the top of the hour news headlines. House prices jumped by 9% across the country in a year as second-hand supply is down. There's lots of reasons for that. People locked into fixed-price mortgages because they were afraid of interest rates going up even further, and that's a factor as to why there's not much movement in the second-hand market, amongst other things. But house prices rose on average by 9% last year, as the typical listed price of a home in the last 3 months of the year hit more than $332,000. The latest house price report from property website daft.ie has also shown how the number of second-hand homes has dropped by 15% on year-to-year to fewer than 10,500, I beg your pardon. It marks the lowest total ever recorded in a series extending back to January 2007. So that's the amount of available properties for purchase, 10,500. Normally it's in and around the mid-20s, you see. House prices rose for the fourth consecutive quarter in Dublin, hitting an average list price of €442,909 at a time of year when listing prices normally fall back. Now, the thing traditionally with these daft.ie surveys is they were asking prices and it wasn't always clear whether or not the asking price was met. What's happening now, we're seeing more and more, is the asking price is actually exceeded. So it is a fair and accurate reflection of housing, the housing market. Here in Donegal, house prices last year went up 5.3%. So your average home, whatever that might be, is €217,225. I can't phrase that correctly. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Okay, on to the Irish Daily Mail. And the government is to turn to high-profile figures as road safety ambassadors following a review of the Road Safety Authority. The chair and chief executive of the organisation have traditionally taken on those jobs, but the Department of Transport has recommended they be handed over to well-known people. It follows a review of the organisation and its efficacy after a spike in deaths in recent years. When the RSA was established in 2006, the late Gay Byrne was made chair of the organisation and acted as its main spokesperson. He was succeeded by former Minister Liz O'Donnell, who stood down last year. In 2005, prior to its establishment, there were 396 road fatalities a year. By 2012, this had reduced by 59%, with a further reduction of 18% by 2021 to the lowest level in Ireland since records began in 1959. Now, I have no issue with this. My concern is that really what they're going to do is the handiest thing. What do? You get your list of your high-profile social media influencers and you chuck money at them. Is that really what's going to reduce the carnage on the roads? I'm not sure. Is that actually what they're going to do? I don't know either, but I suspect, and I'll try and remember that, and I could give you probably three names right now as to who will end up being the voice and the face of those ads. I'm not sure I fully agree. But anyway, the Irish Farmers Journal this morning, weanling exports are up almost 70% in 23, with 60,906 weanlings exported for the first month of 2024, for the first months, 11 months, I beg your pardon. This was up from 36,197 for the same period in 2023. Irish Farmers Journal analysis of Martbid sales data for over 500,000 cattle shows that the heavy weanling bull trade recorded the greatest price improvement in 2024. Weanling bulls over 450 kilogram were up 32 cent per kilogram on the previous year at the equivalent or the equivalent of €144 a head on a 450-kilogram bull. On to the red-top tabloids now, and I referenced the amount of flu and what have you that's going around the place. Visitor restrictions and mask mandates have been put in place at a string of hospitals as a flu outbreak continues to put the health service under pressure. More than 1,000 people were recorded as having the flu in our hospitals last week. The head of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, revealed 62 of the 1,017 patients hospitalised with flu are being treated in ICU, 25 of whom were on ventilators. Hospitals are making decisions on a local basis to try and contain the spread and ease pressures. And there was a great deal of pressure at one point during Christmas, where the HSE issued a statement effectively saying the hospital was full. There was 105, some of them very sick. I think it was 105 in the ED, and just asking people to avoid, if at all possible. I'm not sure how much it's eased since then, but I'm sure there are those of you listening that put in a long slog in the ED. And just thinking on the amazing staff down there working in those conditions over Christmas away from their own families. The Irish Daily Mirror this morning, Pope Francis has again called on Catholics to reject abortion. In his New Year's Day message, he prayed that everyone learns to protect the precious gift of life in the womb, the lives of children, the lives of the suffering, the poor, the elderly, lonely and dying. He told the Mass in St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican, "I also ask for a firm commitment to respect the dignity of human life from conception to natural death, so that each person can cherish his or her own life and all may look with hope to the future." I wonder, is he also giving a nod there to assisted dying there when he references from conception to the natural death? And finally, back to cows. The Irish Daily Star, boffins, as they're described here, have bred a fart-free cow that they reckon could save the planet. Vets working on a project to breed more environmentally friendly cows have described as hugely significant the birth of a calf using IVF, saying it could accelerate the dairy industry's journey to net zero. The calf, named Hilda, is part of the Cool Cows project, which is aiming to breed cattle that produce less of the greenhouse gas methane, as well as being the first in the 16th generation of herd. Hilda is the first to be born using IVF. Professor Richard Dewhurst from Scotland's Rural College said the birth of Hilda is potentially a hugely significant moment for the dairy industry. I think people will be reluctant to go down that route, but who is to say? I don't know. All right, okay, that was a run through some of the newspapers and some of the stories within making the headlines. 086 60 25,000, that's the WhatsApp and text number. You can give us a call to an 074 91 25,000. Happy New Year to Dolores, who's watching us on Facebook, and same to you, Marie, as well. We do appreciate your kind words. Okay, we'll be back with more very, very shortly. We're joined on the programme now by Councillor Terry Crossan of the Sinn Féin Party. Good morning, Terry. Thanks for your time. Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Greg, and Happy New Year to you too.
Now, we're talking about really reckless behaviour around the Muff Village area. Tell us what happened, as much as we know.
Yeah, well, it was New Year's Eve, early evening, and apparently a cavalcade of maybe up to 20 cars arrived in the village and proceeded to carry out a number of potentially very dangerous manoeuvres. Could have put people and pedestrians and other drivers at risk. This carry-on went on for maybe up to 10 minutes. There could have been as many as 20 cars involved, not all involved directly, but there was a group of about 20 cars who came in, and this happened at a very busy junction. It happened in very close proximity to a residential care home and on a number of homes of elderly people who were clearly very afraid and very distressed by the whole escapade.
It was very public. I mean, you know, cars generally have identifications on them. Do we know if the guards turned up, if they are familiar now with the number plates of these vehicles? Or
I spoke to the guards yesterday, and I can assure people that the guards are carrying out a very intense investigation into this. There is numerous CCTV imagery. They are currently killing up all of that. There is clearly registrations available, makes and models of cars available, and all this information is being collated as we speak. The problem is that the vast majority, if not all, of the vehicles appear to come from north of the border.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, we do have a police force in this state, and you know, we shouldn't be beyond them. Once they receive notification whether the cars are from Donegal, Sligo or Derry, to get in there and apprehend these people.
Yeah, well, I'm happy from the conversations that I've had that this is going to be a very thorough investigation, and where possible these people will be brought to book.
It wasn't just Muff either. I saw reports of similar activity in the Falkara area and Bridge End as well. It is organised. Roads are blocked to allow some of the more dangerous activity to be undertaken. I mean, obviously there's the road safety issue here as well, but also the movement of what emergency vehicles, or just people going around their day-to-day business in their own area. They shouldn't be hindered like so.
Well, in our incident here, there was actually an ambulance was caught up in this behaviour. Its progress was impeded. That could have had very serious implications. Had that ambulance been involved in an accident with any of these other vehicles, it could have been a more serious situation. Also, over Christmas and the new year, if my information is correct, we had three pedestrians who were actually killed in road traffic accidents in other places. And this type of behaviour increases the danger to pedestrians and should be absolutely condemned from all places.
Yeah, it's just how brazen it is. Crack on the Moffat Facebook page posted a video up of it, and there's a bus there, there's an ambulance there. It doesn't have its lights on, the ambulance, but these cars just at the junction there where the petrol station is, people would be familiar with that.
Yeah, it's a very busy junction, and you know, it's one of the main arterial routes between Derry and Donegal. It's always a very busy junction, and again, you know, anything can go wrong. It could end up in disastrous consequences, and you know, it's not a joke. It isn't a game, and people don't need to be subjected to that type of behaviour. I am happy from my conversations with Angardy that all efforts are being made to identify the people who were involved in this specific incident. And, you know, obviously there needs to be wider measures to try to stamp it out across the board, but that's an operational situation.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously not on many levels, they're not the brightest sparks here, because it's pretty evident, you know, the cars with their number plates and their activities.
Oh, there is huge numbers, and there are premises close by that have a very good quality CCTV, and the Gardaí, I'm told, have been gathering that all up, and there has been a designated officer who is going to look into all of this and carry out a serious investigation into this.
Yeah, it'd make you wonder the attitude to you know, what they, whoever's responsible, what they must think of the level of policing we have here, if that, you know, I mean, they could do it anywhere, that they feel that they should gather down in towns around Donegal and feel that they can get away with this, you know, because these vehicles could be seized on the spot.
Our Gardaí, there is no doubt they are under-resourced, especially in the border areas. The numbers are greatly reduced. The vehicles aren't great. There's not a lot of vehicles available, and it's something I think going forward that needs to be looked at, and greater resources should be given to our Gardaí.
Yeah, of course, because it's just not decent behaviour. A caller says this goes on in Fallcarragh every weekend. Well, if it does, there's better information. Surely those responsible should be able to be apprehended and dealt with. Okay, well, we'll see where we go from here. But for now, Councillor Terry Crossan, thanks for helping us raise this issue. I do appreciate it.
Okay, Greg.
All right, bye-bye.
All the best.
Bye-bye. That's Councillor Terry Crossan there. Keep your calls and comments coming in on in relation to that and whatever else you want to talk about. We have some giveaways today as well, just to ease us back into the new year, right? Because we've got some great prizes. And we gave away so much stuff in December. It was so much fun. But we thought we'd kick off 25 because we're not really all... Are we all fully back into it yet? I'm not sure. So we've got some great prizes. A €50 voucher for O'Donnell's Fuels, Crawley, Illestrin and Kilmacrennan. You can stay cosy in a click with O'Donnellsfuels.ie. We have a €50 voucher for McGurk's Golf Letterkenny, a €50 voucher from Callaghan's Electrical Letterkenny in Burt, and we've got a €50 voucher for Century Complex in Letterkenny, and a scooter from Letterkenny Bikes. It's suitable for those aged 8 and up. And we're just going to have a bit of fun. We're going to play Beat the Intro. Okay, so if you want to come on the radio and listen to the opening bars of a song, and you get that song correct, you'll win one of those prizes. And I'll jumble up the numbers and I'll distribute the prizes by you pick a number, and then that prize will be what you receive, okay? So we've got 5 prizes, and all you have to do is come on, and it's really quite simple. We'll play a few bars of a song. We've run out of ideas, and it's only the first day of 2025. It's Beat the Intro, effectively. You get the song right, you get the prize. How's that? And you can call us now, 07491 25000, or text to WhatsApp your name and where you're from if you want to enter that competition. 5 great prizes there. Today's World Introvert Day, the celebration of shy people. It's been going every January the 2nd since 2011. The creators of the day say introverts now rule the world, including famously shy celebrities like Beyonce, Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. Psychologists say introverts excel at deep thinking, analysis, long-term strategic planning and careful decision-making. I think there's different types of introverts, though. I think there's those that are shy. I don't think being an introvert and shy are the same thing. I'm not an introvert, but I would be shy, if that makes sense. I'd be shyer than many people. So I don't think they're the same thing. But it doesn't surprise me that they do well. It doesn't really matter. We're all the same, fundamentally, aren't we? Right, okay, let us take a break. We'll be back with more in the 9 till noon show soon. Make sure to text in your name and where you're from to 086 60 25000 if you want to be in with a chance to win one of our 5 great prizes today, or give us a call on 07491 25000. Okay, welcome back to the show. A little later on, by the way, Dr. Joe Kelly is going to be joining us. He's a historian, of course. And every year, around about this time, official documents are unlocked, effectively. There's a 30-year lock on them, isn't there? Which is interesting 30 years on, but there's some really important stuff that's happened over the last couple of years that I think the public should know about, and they should know all the ins and outs of it. I'm thinking sort of the children and babies homes, or mother and babies homes, I beg your pardon, and stuff like that there, that there's information that we probably should know now, but it's sealed away for 30-odd years. But Dr. Kelly's been going through some of the more interesting stories. I can't believe that 30 years ago was so recent, if that makes sense. But we're just all getting very old, maybe, or I am at least. Greg, number plates are very easy to get with any number on it. These boys don't scare easily. I don't think they look to me like they've gone to the bother of changing the plates. Now, of course, they are easy to get and you can put anything on them, but why put them on at all if you're going to be going down and engage in that behaviour? But you may well be right. You may well be right. Who is to say? I don't know. But the Gardaí have a good working relationship with the PSNI, and I'm sure they'll be able to sort something out in that regard. 086 60 25,000, that is the WhatsApp and text number, or you can give us a call on 074 91 25,000. I believe I can say good morning now to Ronan Harper, who's chairman of Chicanal Gap Cycling Club. Good morning to you. There's a new collaboration or teaming up. Talk to me about it, Ronan.
Yeah, so Donegal County Council has gone into partnership with the Sláinte Care Healthy Communities Program, which is a Gaeltacht program. And what they've done, Greg, is something brilliant. They have brought a new form of mobility to Donegal, let's say that. So I'm obviously a keen cyclist. I'm the chairperson of the Chicanal Gap Cycling Club. And in my local area here in Letterimackle Ward, we have the first hookah adapted bicycle in Donegal. Now, I think there's going to be a few more coming in the next few weeks, but we have the first one here in Letcher. And I've been overlooking at it, and it is an absolutely fantastic piece of kit for getting out cycling on our beautiful greenways here for people who have mobility issues, let's say. And that could be young people, could be old people. And it's suitable for those. So the bike brand is called Hookah Bikes. They're a Dutch outfit that make adapted bikes.
Yeah.
So if your listeners could visualize this, it's basically a bicycle with a wheelchair on the front.
Wow, okay.
And what this allows is it allows cyclists to go and get out cycling, I suppose, even if they have mobility issues. And again, that's a wide range, from young people to older people to people who might have just, you know, have issues sort of cycling a bike themselves. So it's a great initiative by Sláinte Care Healthy Communities and the Donegal County Council. We're really excited here to have it in Letchamack Award. And the best thing about it, Greg, it is absolutely free to use.
Brilliant. And it's free to use on the Gwibara Cycleway as well, which is, I'm told, because I haven't had the pleasure of walking or cycling the way myself, beautiful.
It is beautiful. So that road and cycleway was opened last year by Minister Jack Chambers. And basically, there's a cycleway from Glenties the whole way to Dunloe through Letchamack Ward, through the Gwibara Bridge and down to Dunloe. It's a 29-kilometre route. Mm. And we're placed right bang in the middle of that, just beside the Gwibara River and the Gwibara Bridge. And the bike is in Gallagher's XL shop. And in that shop, you can book the actual bike to go and use it for free. So all you have to really do is go and book the bike with Joe, and it's as suit far as that.
Brilliant. Okay. So talk to me a little bit more then about how it works, or who it broadens sort of accessibility to. Is it the person whose mobility might be restricted who cycles, or are they seated to the front of it? Do they have pedals, or is it the person sitting at the back that pedal? Like, I'll get an image up a little later on, Ronan, because I didn't know we were going to be talking about this at this time. So talk to me who could avail of it, in a scenario whereby someone listening might go, right, we can do that as a family.
Yeah, so, you know, if you can visualize a bicycle with a wheelchair in the front, and this wheelchair clips off essentially and becomes a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So if my brother, sister, son, daughter, granny, granda, you know, had mobility issues. I could pick them up in them wheelchair, bring them up to the bike quite easy, clip it onto the bike, okay? And then I'll sit on the bike and I'll pedal them on the bike with them on the front.
Oh, wow.
Now, Greg, when you, I looked at this piece of kit, it is so well made. It's got disc brakes. It's got a motorized pedaling system. So, you know, it's like a small electric motor in the pedal, so that makes it easier for the rider to pedal.
Oh, brilliant.
It's everything that you could probably imagine and more in terms of the facilities around it. It's got, you know, steering, damper and stabilizer. It's got disc brakes, mud guards. It's fully adjustable for all different types and size of people. And so you can go to Joe's shop. You can, you know, the person with mobility issues is, you know, can be collected, if you like, on the wheelchair, can be brought over, clipped onto the bike, and then you can set off cycling down the Guibara Bay. And the person is sitting in the front. So if you can visualize that wheelchair, like in the front, it's got armrests, it's got footrests, and it's got like a strap that you have on it for sort of for secure, like a harness, so that you're secure in that seat. And as I said, you've got an electric assisted motor there for the person who's cycling.
And the person in the front gets to experience what it's like, the wind in the face, right? The uninterrupted visuals of the walkway, of the trail, the Guibara Cycle Way, you know, which is, that is what inclusivity is all about. It's to give people who ordinarily couldn't get those experiences that others can, the same experience.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I was talking to Joe last night in the shop about the bike, and I say I was overlooking at it, and the idea came from last year. We had visitors around this area, as we normally do, from, you know, Wexford and Kilkenny and stuff, and some of those families wanted to go out cycling, but there was some person in the family that had a mobility issue, and therefore they couldn't, and the idea spanned from that there, and we were very, very lucky to receive the funding to have this bike in our area. There's going to be two more, as I understand it, coming to the Donegal area in the next couple of weeks. We have the first one here. And I say, all your listeners have to do is ring the shop at Joe's. And I have the number if you want, you know, if I can give you the number for your listeners to sort of make a note of it. But the best thing for them to do is to just ring the shop, make a booking, and they can come and use it for free.
Yeah.
And like the bike, Greg, like I say, not wanting to get overexcited about the technology and the bike, but when I looked at it, and I'm a keen cyclist and I love my cycle and I love the bikes, I was going, wow, this thing's so well made. Like, you know, it's got independent suspension between the wheelchair and the bike. It's got that electrical assisted motor. It is so well made. Like, I was sitting at it going, wow.
Yeah, and I just, of this image in my head of sort of maybe a family of five, you know, mom and dad and the three kids, and maybe one of the children wouldn't be able to cycle a bike for whatever reason, and them to be able to do something like this as a family, that would mean so much to all of the siblings, but particularly mom and dad as well.
Yeah, and what you'll find is, even for some of your families that don't all have bikes, there are other bikes that can be hired from the shop as well. So you can hire the sort of standard bike, but it opens up a lot of new opportunities for those families that want to get out cycling around this beautiful area that we have, around that beautiful greenway. And that greenway is all off-road, and it's got stunning views out over, you know, Dewey Beach and out over the Guibara Bay.
Brilliant. And it's thanks to Sláinte UK Healthy Communities in the Northwest Gaeltacht area. And the bike is located at Gallagher's XL in Netamacka Ward. Do you have his number?
Do we have it here?
Or do you want to read it out? It's up to you.
I'll give the number out, Greg, because your listeners might have a pen, because they do have to ring the shop. It's better to ring the shop than go through Messenger and Facebook and stuff like that. So the number is 074-95-44-106. So I'll say that again. It's 074-95-44-106. Yeah. And all they have to do is ring that number, reserve their slot, and they can come and use the bike for free. And I say they will be super impressed by it. I think it's a fantastic piece of kit.
Stay there, because you're involved in the cycling club and, of course, an active cyclist and a lover of it. Cahill's with us as well. Are you a cyclist, Cahill?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Right, Cahill, you're making an observation about a cycle path from Glenties to Dunloe.
And beautiful, yes. I've said many times. The thing I find is there's always cars parked in and around Letcher Church, the graveyard, and into school. I was going down one day, and there's a 9-inch drop-off to the school there. If you come to the school, the 9-inch drop-off from the cycle path down onto the road. And there was a state agent, and he had a big van parked in the trail, and he was putting up a side in the field. And I took photographs and everything else, obviously, and they threatened to send it to the guards because there was ample in place 30 metres away from where he was parked that he could have pulled in and put up the sign from there.
Is that a once-off, Cal? The phone line's not great, so I'll move it along if that's all right. Is that a once-off, or do you find obstructions on the cycle path?
No, it's not a once-off at all, no. No, it's not a once-off. There's farmers out. They use the cycle lane for up and down feed cattle and everything else. So
okay.
And furthermore, I reported to the council late last year. But if there are your colleague there on me said you would know what the Statue of Liberty is. Well, there's a dip down there after you pass that, heading back towards Glen's. A dip in the corner there. Briars and windbush were growing out over it. You could hardly even walk it, never mind cycle it. Now, all that has been adhered to, that has been all fixed up in recent weeks. There's been crews out there putting down markings and everything else, which you were expected to see. I would love to see something of these cars and fires and people in the graveyard there in Lithgow. There's a small place right to pull in, the other side of the thing, but a huge big car park at the church.
Yeah, I know where you're on about. I know exactly where you're on about. Okay.
The church and walk back to the grave.
Cahill, listen, the phone line is absolutely brutal. Ronan's nodding, I think, in agreement to some of what you're saying there, Ronan. If we are establishing these beautiful cycleways, it's important that they're used for bikes, isn't it?
Yeah. And like I take Cahill's point. I would say, I think I got it from what he said there. I know that bit around with the Statue of Liberty, and I was on it there a few days ago. It has all been cut back, and it's much more accessible now. I suppose when we did open that cycleway, one of the things the council just needs to be super conscious of is to make sure that it is clear and it is swept. There can be debris on it sometimes from briars or stone chips and stuff like that. I know from being on with John, your colleague, on some of the shows last year, I think the right thing to do is just for everybody to be courteous in terms of using both the road and the cycle path. So I take Cahill's point in terms of, you know, maybe people parking there. I use that cycle path a lot. I haven't really had the same problems with Cahill, but I do take his point on
it. It's all about
sometimes
time.
People can park on it. Yeah. And this is, I think people just need to be courteous that it is a cycle path and also a walkway for people
enough.
Walking.
Okay.
So it's just not all about cycling.
Thanks, Cahill. Before I let you go, Ronan, start of a new year, right? It's like someone wants to say, I'm going to do, we'll talk about this a little later on, but maybe they see cycling as a way of getting out, getting the air into the lungs, improving their fitness. Is it hard to get involved in cycling if you're not a cyclist?
Do you know what? It's what I, you know, Greg, I always say motivation gets you started and habit keeps you going. So it's about getting that, you know, getting out at the start. And, you know, even with the likes of our club, if some of your listeners are interested, like we're bringing out new riders all the time. And, you know, I was actually out last night. We seen the Aurora Borealis, Northern Lights last night. So
brilliant.
Me and a colleague, a club mate, went out on the bikes and we went out on those cycle paths around Billecher and it was absolutely stunning. So, and he was telling me that, you know, he has only recently started cycling and, you know, this guy's doing good miles with it now, really, really, really enjoying it. And when you were out last night, it was just stunning to be out on a bike on a real crisp, nice night with the Northern Lights on show. So I think some of your listeners, just motivation gets you started and then habit keeps you going. And it's a great pastime and it's great fun.
All right, brilliant stuff. Thank you so very much indeed. And just to recap why we invited you on, of course, this is brilliant new initiative. And it is thanks to Sláinte Health, Healthy Communities in the Northwest Gaeltacht area. They've made available a hookah duet bike, which is located at Gallagher's XL in Letchermaker Ward. And it's the first of its kind and hopefully one of many. And it's available for free for people to use at Gwibara Cycleway. You heard Ronan there. He knows his bikes. He's never seen anything like this. It's amazing. And it's power assisted as well, because it might be a little bit more challenging to pedal than if this wheelchair type mechanism at the front. But what it is, it's about inclusivity and it's free and it's to be used along the Gwibara Cycleway. Ronan, thank you so very much for your time. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Greg.
All right,
nice
take care of yourself.
Have a good
bye-bye.
Day. Happy New Year
to you too as well. Okay, that was Ronan Harper there, chairman of Tyrconnell Gap Cycling Club. 086 60 25000 is the WhatsApp and text number, 086 60 25000, or you can give us a call on 074 91 25000. Now, I was trying to do two or three things at once just as I was bringing Ronan into that conversation there. It's just a mention of our competition running today. We're asking you to come on air and beat the intro. And we have five great prizes to give away, including a a 50 euro voucher for Letterkenny, for Century Complex Letterkenny. There's a voucher in there, 50 euro for Callahan's Electrical, a scooter from LK Bikes, a 50 euro voucher for McGurk's Golf, a 50 euro voucher for O'Donnell's Fuels, and on it goes. All you have to do is come on air, have a quick chat, beat the intro, and one of those will be yours. You'll give me a number between 1 and 5, and I will allocate the prize associated with that number to you. It's a bit of fun. All right, let's take a break. Back with more shortly.
Calling all engaged couples. Join us at the Clannery Hotel Wedding Fair this Sunday, 5th of January from 2 to 5pm. Meet our expert wedding team and Donegal's top wedding suppliers. Your dream day starts here at the Clannery Hotel Wedding Fair, the Northwest's leading wedding venue.
You're useless. Worthless. I look after the money because you're a dope. You'd be nothing without me. Nobody cares about you. That's what abusers tell us. It's all lies. You deserve to be safe, and when you ask for help, you will be heard.
If you're living with domestic or sexual violence, support is always here. Visit alwayshere.ie or call an Gorda Síochána.
A message from Cúan, the Domestic, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Agency.
Looking for a reliable used car at a price that won't break the bank? It's time to head to iMotors. We've got a huge selection of top quality, pre-owned vehicles that fit every budget and lifestyle. Every vehicle at iMotors comes with a thorough inspection, so you can drive away with peace of mind. Plus, our prices are unbeatable, saving you money now and down the road. Check out our full range at iMotors.ie.
iMotors, fearless generation.
Highland Radio weather updates with McElhinney's. It's time to save big with the McElhinney's Winter Sale. Enjoy up to 50% off fashion, homeware, accessories and more. In store and online at McElhinney's.com today.
I haven't really been tracking the weather much over Christmas because you switch off from things to a certain extent. So I wasn't expecting the cold snap we got this morning. But frost will clear this morning to leave a cold day, but it will be dry and sunny in many areas. There will be scattered showers, though, some of hail and sleet and a few snow flurries too. Highest temperatures today of only 2 to 6 degrees and light to moderate, mainly north to northwest breeze. And we heard from Michaela in the news there, and I'm sure we might again at 10, that there is potentially cold weather throughout the weekend and into next week. Greg, happy new year. Welcome to 2025. My regular coffee this morning cost me 30 cent extra. That's some increase. Ooh, okay. And is that to do with cups or is that just a business deciding to pump it up 30 cents? It's not insignificant. You wouldn't want to add that up, would you? 150 a week. It's not insignificant, is it? 6 quid a month. 72 euro a year. Wow. Okay. For coffee. Not a big purchaser of coffee in that form. I don't mind the granules, but morning Greg, happy new year. Any idea what the gap's like, please? I'm not sure. We have had no reports of anything terribly serious at the moment. The one thing from my experience is the gap is often one of the first and best treated roads in the county, so generally speaking it is normally very passable with care. But if anyone else has any information in relation to that, feel free to pass it on and I'll pass it on to the listeners. Morning, Greg. There's young ones aged 14 and 15 driving and racing around Buncrana. Got to do nothing, not want checkpoint over the Christmas, thank you. That's just, I mean, it's pure luck then we're not talking about fatalities, isn't it? Because if people are driving like that on our roads and also feel they can, they don't feel like there's any threat to them in doing so. That's the thing that concerns me a little bit. It is very, very worrying and we don't want to get a reputation for being sort of, you know, you can do whatever you like sort of a thing. Father Damien, who I referenced earlier on, was just reminding the congregation of the Catholic Church's teaching. The teachings of the Catholic Church, as explained in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, is based totally on compassion, love and truth. Thank you, Father Damien, for being who and what you are, a true shepherd for Jesus Christ. And that is, it's a church and those are the rules and those are the views and not everyone's going to agree, but you don't have to agree. The views can still be out there. Right, now, just a quick word on road safety, and I think we escaped serious carnage on our roads this Christmas across Donegal. Over the year, across the country, road deaths, there was a reduction of 4%, which is, when we're talking about the loss of life and all that type of stuff and the devastation that wreaks. Talking in terms of just raw numbers and percentages, I'm never truly comfortable with it. But anyway, it is the metrics that we have. A total of 174 fatalities occurred in the Republic of Ireland. That is 7 fewer than the previous year. The trend of young fatalities continued for a second year with 60. That's 35% of those that died aged 25 and younger. And that is a statistic we don't ignore, but we couldn't ignore. 35% of the 174 lives lost were people under the age of 25 or 25. Dublin with 23 fatalities, Cork with 19, Mayo with 19, and Donegal with 17. They recorded the highest numbers of fatalities, almost a quarter. 25% of fatalities on our road occurred between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m., which is not necessarily a period of time you'd expect to see such a high level of road traffic collisions. 7 in 10 fatal road traffic collisions occurred on roads with a speed limit of 80 kilometres or greater, which is pretty much all of them, I suppose. I mean, obviously, you know, in urban areas and housing estates, the lower speed obviously helps. So a total of 174 died in 160 fatal collisions in 24, compared to 181 deaths in 170 collisions in 2023. The figures were published by the Road Safety Authority following analysis from provisional fatal collision reports from An Garda Síochána. They reveal a high proportion of male fatalities, a continuation of 2023's increased level of young fatalities aged 25 years or less, and a higher number of fatalities in the evening, as I mentioned, between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Minister of State with special responsibility for road safety, James Lawless, said, "Every single one of these deaths on our roads is a tragedy. We extend deepest sympathies to the friends, families and communities affected by these losses. I would also like to pay tribute to the emergency services, first responders, hospital workers and others who do such incredible work helping people on the scene and in the aftermath of these events." And it does impact people so deeply. And I was briefly chatting to one lady on social media who's lost her father in a road traffic collision during the year. And of course, it's incredibly difficult all of the time, but often it can be much, much worse when you would expect to have them with you at Christmas time, but you don't. Sam Wade's the chief executive of the Road Safety Authority. He said, "With heavy hearts, we mourn the loss of 174 lives to road traffic collisions this year, and our deepest thoughts are with the devastated families left grieving a loved one in 24, including at Christmas. Despite this profound loss, the reduction in the number of fatalities on Irish roads this year is a very modest but important step in reversing the high number of road deaths we've seen over the past 2 years. The progress underscores the urgency to intensify our efforts to truly turn the tide." And as I say, it seems to be one of the plans that they have is to employ high-profile people to try and get that message out there. And that's something I would agree with, and I think it's important too. It's people that under 25s, for example, can actually relate to. But there's just no point chucking it at, you know, TikTok views. It has to be done, I think, nuanced and in a clever way. Just an update on The Gap. Thanks so much to our family of listeners who help each other out. The Gap is passable with care. It's not fully clear and it's snowing now. Okay, so that's the very latest update on The Gap for that listener a little earlier on. Greg, I spent a good bit of time on the road over Christmas and never met a single road check. That's why these young ones can arrange these meetups without fear of being caught. And I have to say, I was out and about quite a bit as well and didn't encounter, I'm not sure, a patrol car, let alone a checkpoint. But anyway, the Gardaí have very limited resources and a huge county to cover. That's the problem, isn't it?